As our HKC Premier Constitution Review Committee and government are at odds over how to elect MMDCs, the chairman says government's new proposal may be a step backward.
If I have to say it, I'm a bit disappointed that the progress that I thought had been made in 2019, when the parties had converged on the idea of let's elect directly and openly, that progress is gone. But now we are back.
Other experts are also sounding the alarm that the government's new MMDC election plan gives the president too much powers, creating a one-party system.
The government rather wants to nominate five people, including two women, then in the end interviewing them and getting three people, one woman. And the minister of local government will supervising this. This creates a one-party system, because if NDC is in power, he's not going to nominate NPP people.
So tonight on Top Story, we ask, who should really choose your MMDCs, you or the president? Top Story is brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energy's Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Shield Pension Trust into the future with you. When we return from the break, we'll be speaking to a member of the Local Government and Rural Development Committee in Parliament. We'll also be speaking to the president of the Chamber for Local Governance as well here on Top Story. See you in a moment.
If I become a millionaire, I will put a huge billboard
right next to
my ex's house
saying,
look at me now,
my hating.
As for me,
I'm quitting my job in style.
It's so my hating.
Telecel is making millionaires
this season.
Not one,
not two,
but 3 millionaires.
Each month,
one lucky Telecel customer
wins
1 million Ghana cedis
for the next 3 months in the
Telecel my hating promo.
Plus,
you still get to win
20,000 Ghana cedis weekly,
100
Ghana cedis daily,
bundle 10 Ghana cedis
time or data,
or
top up your Telecel cash wallet,
or
your fixed broadband
to stand a chance of winning.
Visit the Telecel player
or dial
*500#
to opt in for free
into the
Telecel my hitty promo.
Telecel, connecting energies.
This promo is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas Lottery platform.
Couldn't sleep at night. Mosquitoes will be whining my ears, bugging me all night long. Till I got a remedy. Now I'll be spraying them away with holy insecticide spray. Here I go spray them away with holy insecticide spray. When I sleep, I sleep with holy insecticide spray.
Holy mosquito quell, holy multi-purpose insecticide spray. Ghana Krom Krom. For bulk purchase, call 0302-681582. This advert is FDA approved.
Mula, Mula Sports. See the all sharp sharp, no long thing. MulaSports.com.gh. Instant win, instant cash out. MulaSports.com.gh. Mula Sports, we the run the city. Play, win, cash out.
Yes, play and stand a chance to win Mula at mulasport.com.gh. Enjoy premium soccer action, exciting trips on the aviator plane, and exciting spins on all your favorite virtual games. Mula Sports.
Mula.
Bet responsibly. Gambling can be addictive. Not for persons under 18. This advertisement is regulated by the Gaming Commission of Ghana.
Palladium Residences in Achimota isn't just an address. It's the home you've truly earned. Secure your place with just a 10% deposit and choose from beautifully designed modern apartments or spacious townhouses built for everyday comfort. This is more than a building. It's a vibrant curated community with a clubhouse, state-of-the-art gym and an on-site hotel, all at ABC Junction, minutes from Achimota Mall. Enjoy city energy whilst retreating to your private sanctuary. Call now to reserve your unit and benefit from limited launch incentives, including priority unit selection. Don't miss the chance to pick the best homes. Book your private site visit today. Call 050-9823-424. Palladium Residences. Live smart, invest better.
Welcome to Top Story. My name is Kenneth. Jesse, tonight, the chairman of the Constitution Review Committee, Professor HKC Premper, says government's position on electing MMDCs departs from the reforms his committee recommended. The committee proposed non-partisan elections through a phased approach. But government now wants the president to nominate candidates first, vet them, and then put them to a vote. Professor Premper says this marks a clear departure from government's own position in 2019 when the issue was pursued under then-President Akufo-Addo. He spoke on PM Express last night.
The committee was of the view that, look, we proposed no party. And the justification was simple. We have enough party elections. We wanted the local district elections to be about local issues only. Mm. And the logic was that we said, look, if you make local government elections party-based, it would all local issues would disappear, and we would nationalize the elections. So we would have three elections, MPs, president, MMDCs, all nationalized, which means all the issues that are going to dominate those elections are going to be MPP, NDC, and political party fights, not about the concerns of the locality. So we said, at least there must be one election in our calendar of elections, there must be one election, that being the local election, that forces communities to focus on their problems and their local solutions, public service delivery, sanitation, those things, and not let the parties come in and hijack it and turn it into a polarized, you know, national election. So that's where we veered in the direction of no party. Mm. But on the principle of election, I think that we had agreed, but we also had something to address the concern about qualifications.
Yeah.
So for the first time, we're saying, no, this qualification, conventional qualification, you must hail from, you must be 21 and all those things, we need to beef it up. We need to have real, concrete, substantive criteria on who qualifies and who doesn't.
That's the chairman of the Constitution Review Committee, Professor H. Kwesi Prempeh. The government's proposal has also drawn criticism from governance expert Professor Bafo Ajimandia, who argues it could pave the way for a one-party system. Speaking on the Midday News, he warned that the proposed arrangement undermines the spirit of genuine decentralization.
During the review process under President Atta Mills, they recommended certain things for decentralization, including the election of MDCs and MMCEs. Of course, the president, that government came with a white paper neutralizing the popular will of the people and rather suggesting a system of nominations and then election by the people. In the present case, we are told that instead of direct elections where people can stand on their own or as independents, the government rather wants to nominate five people, including two women, then in the end interviewing them and getting three people, one woman. And the Minister of Local Government will be supervising this. This creates a one-party system. Because if NDC is in power, he's not going to nominate NPP people. And vice versa, NPP will not be there and nominate NDC people. So in the end, we're going to have the same issue of one party ruling across the country. And that will be no decentralization. There's no popular will determining who leads the city or the district. So that's, I think, one of the challenges that perhaps the committee was talking about. And personally, I think it's the wrong way to go. Because if there's a popular way for direct decentralization, then what you do is to examine all the risks associated with that and find mitigating factors to for those kinds of risks. And then you allow people to have that. But to say that, we have to continue to control every process around the country by the central government, I think that really is not going to end up for us. So,
well, that is governance expert Professor Bafo Ajimandia there. My colleague Gemma Pia is joining me in the studio with their recommendations, which has now generated some controversies. Gemma, briefly run us through.
So the Constitution Review Committee, as part of the recommendation, proposed the election of MMDCEs on non-partisan lines, but it wanted it to be done using a phased approach based on a district's capacity to assume greater financial responsibility and administrative responsibilities as well. So this will mean that there are some districts which will be voting for their DCEs and others will not, depending on their financial and administrative capacity. Now, the committee also said that the reason why they are saying that this is not going to be done, the 261 MMDCEs will not be voted for at once, because they acknowledge the difficulty some of the MMDAs are facing. But the government accepted this recommendation in principle. They are saying that government says electing DCEs, yes, deepens democracy and aligns local executive accountability with the values of the constitution, but it gives a different criteria for the election of MMDCs. Government says that the president would nominate five people, two of whom shall be women, and out of the five people, three will be shortlisted after they face a vetting committee, and this vetting committee comprises of representatives from the Ministry of Local Government, the Public Service Commission, and the Local Government Service. When the five people go through the vetting, three will be approved, one of whom shall be a woman, and then the three would face the public in the election. Now, the government goes ahead to say that in the position paper that it recognizes the fact that the phased approach to the election of the district chief executives recommended by the committee is laudable because it acknowledges the fiscal and administrative constraints that many districts face. However, the government says there is some political cost of creating that distinction between the voting and non-voting districts, which may be perceived as discriminatory towards some sections of the public or MMDC or MMDAs. And so election of district chief executives along the lines proposed by government minimizes these costs. But Ken, if you look at the 2024 manifesto of the NDC, under the local governance and decentralization point four, it talks about the strengthening local level participation. I'm going to quote it to you. It says, we will strengthen local level participation and political accountability through the election of MMDCEs on a non-partisan basis by amending Articles 243 and 2462 of the 1992 Constitution. I'm sure, can you put to your guests if the criteria that the government has stated in its position paper is really what they talk about in the manifesto, the non-partisan basis of the election.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Emma. You're still listening to Top Story here on Joy 99.7 FM. John Dakmo is a member of the Local Government and Rural Development Committee. Charles Akwesi Agbava is the Vice Chairman of the Local Government and Rural Development Committee in Parliament. Dr. Richard Fiadomo is the President of the Chamber for Local Government. Gentlemen, grateful for your time this evening. Mr. Agbava, I want to begin with you. The Constitution Review Committee proposed that Ghanaians should directly elect their MMDCs in a non-partisan system. So why did government move away from that recommendation?
Very good evening to you and your listeners. First of all, government has not moved away from that. As a matter of interpretation, government is saying that for the local governance, it's true. In fact, the CRC is recommending that local governance should be done as if we are voting for assemblymen, where individuals can come, pick up forms, and put up themselves to be elected. However, the government's white paper is suggesting that we will look at the system. Five people will be recommended. They'll be screened, interviewed, shortlisted to three, and presented to the district for people to select or elect the best among them. Look, let's be honest. We've been playing ostrich with these things. In assembly elections, we all know, even though we say it's non-partisan, on paper, it's non-partisan. But we all know those who put up themselves for these positions. For government policy to be implemented well at the grassroots level, I still think we need to recommend personalities of people who understand what the government wants to implement. We have not reached the level where we can appreciate the situation and open it up. I think we are still far from that. Okay. And so there should be some level of I don't want to use the word control. There should be some level of intervention.
So how different is that from the current appointment system we have?
The difference is for the current system we have, it's only the assemblymen who are approving a candidate selected by the president. So that candidate is approved by the assemblymen 2/3 majority. What we are suggesting is everybody in the district should be able to now select among the three the one they think they can do the work. There's a big difference in it.
Okay. Don't go yet. Let me bring in John Dakon, who is also a member of that committee. John, grateful for your time this evening. The vice chair of your committee is insisting that government has not moved away from the recommendation by the Constitution Review Committee. Do you agree with him?
Well, I mean, I think it's clear that government has moved from the position that was, you know, advanced by the committee that is set up. I mean, I am not surprised that the NDC government behaves this way, because it is the NDC, when they were in opposition, they fought against the proposal that the previous administration brought. The proposals that the Nanado administration brought at the time for, I think it was 2019 referendum that was eventually scrapped, was one to enable the political parties to sponsor a candidate and then to enable the voters to directly vote for who will become their chief executive. And so Nanadu's government, we would let the political party sponsor one person, and then NDC will sponsor US, MPP will sponsor VS, and then they will be presented to the people for the people to vote for one. The NDC fought against this, and they said that no, we don't want a situation where the political parties will be involved. This has always been nonpartisan. Now, let's say they've come a full cycle. You have now come to understand that the people have to be elected, and that it has to be nonpartisan. Say it. But you cannot have a situation where you say, for instance, the NDC is in government, you present three people to us, and then out of that, the people should select. On what basis will the government do the selection? It is the same thing you're talking about. The only difference is that the government will present those three people to us, whether they qualify or not. It's fait accompli. We need to select one of them, and then the people will go and vote. Why? Why can't the people in the constituency decide that out of the three, we don't want any of them? And so give us the opportunity for us to vote for anybody we want. And if you listen to his premise argument, and I think I agree with him to the extent that if we make the election nonpartisan, the issues that will be discussed during the election will be local issues. And so whether or not our gutters are clean, whether or not the markets are clean, whether or not you are collecting enough tolls to fix the market, those will be the issues. But the moment we bring the president and the party's representative into it, then we turn it into one of those national elections. And the argument is that, well, we've had MPs elections, we've had presidential elections, which are really national in nature. So let's have one which is local based, and in this, allow the people in the locality, all of them, let those who want to put themselves up for the election put themselves up so that we select one of them. Why should the president or the party in power select three people for us? What if you don't like any of them?
Right. John, don't go yet. Let me bring back Charles. He's still on the line. He's Charles Agbeva is the vice chairman of the Local Government and Rural Development Committee. Well, Charles, we've been hearing condemnation from the chairman of the Constitution Review Committee, H. Kwesi Prempeh, who says that these recommendations by government are a step backward.
You know, First of all, good evening to John. when the MPP proposed the election on partisan lines, we totally rejected it because we still believe at the local level, the election of DCs are local champions. They have to champion the issues locally, like Honorable John said. I don't believe that we should open it up just like the assembly elections. Look, the issues at the local level are very sensitive. The government of the day still needs some level of control. Take it or leave it. Let's understand one thing. Who is going to be the leader of the DISEC over there? It is that DC. He's going to be the chairman of the DISEC. He's going to control almost all government infrastructure and institutions over there. We've not matured the situation where you can have a government sitting in Accra and a DC sitting at the district level, belonging to another party or belonging, having another idea.
What wrong does it do?
It does not augur well.
Why?
Development. Let's be frank. It will not augur well. In our opinion, we believe strongly that local governance, local champions should come from the people. They should be elected. Yes. Agreed. What should be the mood? The modalities is what is creating the problem. And we believe that instead of opening it up, the people should come out themselves. Those who want to really be local champions should put themselves up for elections. We pick the best five, bring them, get them through some kind of vetting, and then select three to represent that to the people. The people definitely pick one of them. One person among the three will be a champion who they believe can lead them. And the person does not deliver. Simple. The next election is out. And you know.
I'm surprised we keep going back and forth with this. Who will be the chair of DISEC or MISEC or whatever sec or RECSEC? Look, we are building a country. We shouldn't be stuck in our ways like that. We should be able to change the way we think a little bit. Because if, let's say, for instance, have an MPP person in Swami as the MC, okay, you're going to have the regional police officers who are also appointed by the government. You appoint the NIB or just now BNI. The government appoint all these people into the districts. Anyways, in any case, can't we have a situation where the rules will change in such a way that you can have a municipal which is headed by the opposition, but when it comes to the Security Council, we change the laws to say that the Security Council will be chaired by the regional police commander or something like that. We shouldn't think as if these policies we've put together now cannot be changed again. We can change who has DISEC. We can change who has MISEC by just legislating that from hence. So when we pass a law like this, we say from hence, DISEC or MISEC will be chaired by the regional police commander. Finito. So you see, we are just not committed to the full decentralization policy we've been talking about. We just think about it. We are not committed to it. I believe if this government really wants to implement decentralization, we should go the full hog, allow the people to elect their people, and let them allow anybody who wants to contest, let them put themselves up, let the people vote for them. Now they can be held accountable. The MEC will be the one who will be required to ensure that our gutters are clean, local sanitary issues are dealt with. The MEC will be held accountable if the market is not working. And they'll be able to even mobilize, get more funds from the community. As it stands now, the districts and regional chief executives, they don't feel accountable to the people because, look, there's a president that appoints them, and they feel that they're only accountable to the president. That shouldn't be the case. We should go the full hog, and the government, in my view, I'll suggest you adopt the recommendation by the committee and stop this hanky-panky. In any case, I mean, this whole process of now giving their views, for me, doesn't even make sense. Why do we wait till the last minute? Government should have given their recommendations to them right from the beginning. Why do we wait for everything to be done? Now you are coming to tell us that in spite of all the things Ghanaians have told them and they've put it in the recommendation, you government, you don't want. So all of that should be changed. Why?
Will this trigger a reconsideration from government, Charles?
You know, I just mentioned the dissect as one of the factors. The main factor is this. Let's face it. When we design our manifestos and we design our development plans and programs, we start from the grassroots. And the person who implements that government policy, which it emanates from the party's manifesto at the grassroots, is the DCE. If Party A wins and has a program, a manifesto geared towards development at the grassroots, and you have somebody who doesn't align with the same policies of the government of the day, how is he going to implement that policy on the ground? How is he going to do it? And so for me, look, let's not play out straight with this. It is a fact. The fact is, we need people on the ground who align themselves with the government of the day, the ideals, the development plan, the agenda. We take our policies and agenda all from our manifestos. The manifesto of the Green Party is different from the Blue. The implementation, the ideology. And so let's not look at it and open it up. That is why, in actual fact, the real decentralization will take place if the people have a hand in it and the people they are selecting know that they must align with the government of the day.
John Daku has an intervention to make. John, you have the floor.
Yes, I'm trying to find out from Charles. Can you maybe, if you can give me an example of a policy that the government wants to implement now, okay, which will be impossible if the particular the MC in Swami was an MPP, if you can give me an example. So let's take the government's policies we have right now. I mean, of course, as for this government, the only thing they are doing across the district is the 24-hour economy. They are building one in Swami. Are you telling me that if the MC of Swami constituency or the Swami municipal is an NPP person and the government wants to build market, the MC will say no? There's no way. And then, because remember, the president is the president of the whole country. And the municipal assemblies and district assemblies, they all come together to form Ghana. So the president has authority over every territory in the country. And so if there's a president who has a policy and wants to implement it across the length and breadth of the country, he can do that. He doesn't need municipal or district assemblies support to do that. You understand? And so I think that the NDC government should come up with a better reason for this decision they are taking, because you cannot tell me, I am not convinced that if a government in power wants to implement a particular policy, and that's what I want to understand. Maybe you should give me an example. What kind of policy will a government want to implement in a particular area that an opposition MC will prevent? When you go to the US, you have the president who is, maybe that is too high for us, but you can have a Republican governor, okay, and then you have Democratic president. They work fine. You understand? We should be able to work together as a country, irrespective of which political party we're coming from. Look, in any case, in parliament, don't you work together? Don't you belong to different political parties? So what makes you think that when we get to this level where the people's main concern will be their domestic problems? And imagine an MC who is preventing a very good government policy from being implemented in his district. The next time he's gone.
That's John Daku there. He's a member of the Local Government and Rural Development Committee in Parliament. Charles Akwesi Agbeva is the Vice Chairman of the Local Government and Rural Development Committee in Parliament as well. We also have Dr. Richard Fiadomo, who is the President of the Chamber for Local Government. Welcome to the program. Many experts are warning that this could encourage a one-party state. Is that something that you agree with? Because we are hearing from governance expert Professor Bafo Ajimandria, who is saying that this will afford more power to the president.
Yeah, thank you very much, and greetings to all your cherished listeners. What is happening is the fact that the Constitution, Article 55, Clause 3 of Ghana's Constitution, has made our local government system to be non-partisan. So any and every election that has to happen within the space necessarily will have to be non-partisan. So clearly, when the Constitutional Review Commission came out with their findings, they should have also given some form of recommendation as to how the central government should go about it. They did not do anything as such. What they recommended was that some of the MMDAs will participate in the elections and the others will not. So that is how they left it. But let's not forget that because it is going to be a non-partisan election, district chief executives are resource controllers. So it will not be like normal assembly elections where you have a few people contesting. Because they control resources, they are going to have a case where a lot of people are going to pick forms to contest. And we are going to have a very unwieldy list for the Electoral Commission to contend with. And so that is why there was a need for a certain criteria to be put in place to ensure that the numbers are whittled down. So the government of the day feels that this is the best way to go. But what is important for us all to appreciate is that what the government has done does not defeat decentralization in any way. The decentralization or the devolution as we have it is to allow the people to select their own or elect their own chief executives. So the opportunity has been given to them to elect their own chief executive. If, because today John Mahama is president, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama is president, and we suspect that all the five people who are going to be, as it were, nominated are going to be NDC people. Once these people go through the Public Services Commission and the three are selected, the three will be given to the particular district for them to vote. Because we are looking at local level elections and we're also looking at meeting local needs, what I fear is that maybe somebody can come from a particular district, let's say Tema Metropolitan Assembly, but he's resident abroad. But because of this election, that person can come and wants to contest. And if we have a situation whereby the president is also going to nominate people like that, that is why I fear that it is going to be abused. But let's not forget that Ghana is a unitary state. We cannot have a situation whereby we say people should be elected in non-partisan basis and the president or the government should not have any hand in it. I strongly disagree. Because if you are not careful, we have a situation whereby somebody says wins an election and they think that they have the resources, and if you are not careful, some district may want to succeed because they think they have what it takes and they do not even need any DACF or anything from the government of the day. So for me, the opportunity to allow Ghanaians to elect their own MMDCs has been given to us. The processes leading to it is not too much the interest of those of us living in the local areas. What we want is to be given or afforded the opportunity to elect our own MMDCs. So what this is the recommendation of the government. Yes, I heard the two MPs. They can look at it in parliament and see how best they can go about it. But what the government has done, as far as I'm concerned, does not defeat decentralization, because the opportunity for the MMDCs to be elected is going to be given to the people.
So you see no problem with the recommendations by government?
I don't see any problem. You see, today NDC is in office. Tomorrow MPP will be in office, or CPP or anything. The people have a four-year mandate. So if your term of office expires as an elected chief executive, okay, and the law requires that the government of the day should nominate five people through Public Service Commission, if tomorrow MPP is in office, all the people are going to be MPP. But today, are we saying that because John Mahama is NDC, there can't be development in Ghana? Or are we saying that when Nanado was president, there was no development in Ghana? So let's stop this MPP-NDC matter and allow the local people to select or vote for whoever they want, and let the people do the work that has to be done. Now, we are interested in social accountability.
Right.
Today, as we speak, assemblies collect property and business operating permits from us, and they do not account to us on a yearly basis. We don't know what they use our tax monies for. So if we elect you, your power source and your power base is from the people and not from the president.
Right. Dr. Richard Fiatomo, thank you very much. He's the president of the Chamber for Local Government. And earlier we heard from John Dako, who is a member of the Local Government and Rural Development Committee in Parliament. We also heard from Charles Agbave, who is the vice chairman of the Local Government and Rural Development Committee in Parliament.